Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Friday the 13th of May. And in the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching through the book of 1 John. Of course, those sermons can't give all the details, so these podcasts give a bit more information about some of the verses. We're up to chapter 5, and we're just going to do verse 18 today. It reads, "We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him." What encouraging words we have here, and all connected with sin. There is a tension in the Christian life between the fact that we are still sinners and yet we are already saved. Because of our sin, and because we wish to continue to be forgiven, we must be honest, and yet it reveals that we are sinners. But if we're born of God, we must not continue to sin. How do we reconcile this? Well, earlier in 1 John, in chapter 2, verses 1 to 2, he writes this, "My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world." Here, the word sin, we will not sin, if anybody does sin, that kind of sin, in the Greek, it's like a snapshot. It's like a photograph of a moment of time in your life. In other words, it's not representative of the course, the general direction of your life. You're not on the wide road, and you're not drifting to the wide road and staying on the wide road. You're on the narrow road, generally speaking. You take a step off now and again. The problem for us as Christians is when sin is not a photograph, but a film strip, a DVD. And we don't wish to live in that world. We wish to live in a world where we're honest about our sin and there are photographs, there are moments of time that demonstrate that we really are sinners, and yet that's not our consistent lifestyle. And what motivates us? Well, it's because we're born of God. It's because of the grace. Because of the grace we have received, we are impelled to be repelled by sin. Romans 6, 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? And he goes on to talk about the death, burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ and our identification with it and our participation in that new life because of our baptism. A friend of mine illustrated it like this. You find both pigs and lambs on a farm, but there's a difference between the way the pigs and the lambs treat a pool of mud when they find it. The pig will jump in it and would enjoy living in that pool of mud. When a lamb sees the mud, it tries to avoid it, but of course, living on a farm, it can't avoid it all the time, but it will do its best. And if it does get some mud on it, it'll find a way to get clean as soon as possible. It's not a perfect illustration, but I think it makes the point that we shouldn't be a pig, but a lamb. This whole passage in 1 John 5 is about the danger of being the pig, of living in sin, the sin that leads to death. That's the process of crossing over into living a life of sin. And we don't know where the line is, but surely we want to stay as far away from it as possible and to love one another enough to pray for one another and to help one another when we see one another in danger of crossing that line. It says in this passage that God keeps us safe. The evil one cannot harm us. The evil one cannot harm us because Jesus keeps us safe, because he is stronger than the evil one. Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. He, by his death, destroyed him who holds the power of death, that is the devil. Jesus keeps us safe because he protects us from the evil one by speaking to the Father on our behalf. 1 John 2, verse 1, as we already read earlier, he speaks to the Father in our defense. And Jesus has given us the promise of us never being harmed by the evil one. Luke 10, 19, you will overcome all the power of the enemy, nothing will harm you. And Paul knew this as well, Romans 8, 37 to 39, we are more than conquerors. We're convinced that nothing can harm us, death, life, angels, demons, future, the past, the powers, height, depth, nothing else can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We are safe with Jesus. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 19. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.